Ah, we are live on this day, April the 2nd, 2024.
Save your breath for Truck Bet on Saturday night.
Truck Bet on Saturday. Yeah, SDI is fired up. If you're listening 30 years from now, this is his favorite week. Well, I mean, he says a lot of things are his favorite weekend of the year.
I've never said no. What else have I said is my favorite weekend of the year?
Oh, you had the one we had to talk, and it just happens to be the same weekend as the women's Final Four. Usually they're on two separate weekends, but I know you like that.
I prefer when it's on the Masters weekend. Nobody needs to watch the Masters.
you said a bunch of other stuff as your favorite weekend.
I don't think you can name one.
Whenever the weekend your birthday falls on the weekend, you say, "Oh, my favorite weekend."
Oh no, I hate my birthday.
You've done it. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on.
A lot of things are my favorite. Like the JFIC episode is my favorite episode. Although Dyson blow dryer girl might take that. That was also good. But the JFIC episode is my favorite episode of the year.
Yeah, those last two times we had each of those ladies on, you behaved so bad.
The draft is my favorite moment of the year. But it's not. It's more than a weekend. It's a 4-day event nowadays.
This is
going to be my 10th year at Tortuga, and it's
tenth
my favorite
10th year in a row.
10th year in a row.
Did you have to wear masks in the COVID year?
No, we allegedly had to show proof of vaccination, but they never asked for it.
Was it even out yet?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's right, because there was a one in 2020, but there was, like, what, two in 2021?
Honestly, one was my favorite one, because it got postponed, and it was in November, and the weather was phenomenal.
It wasn't
absurdly hot. It was perfect weather. It wasn't that, like, there weren't that many people there as there normally. It was Morgan Wallen.
All right, so I got a lot of stupid questions, because I've never been.
You're going this weekend, Robbie. You got to tell the people. You're coming to Tortuga. It's your first ever concert. How about that? Tortuga's going to be your first ever concert. That's amazing.
Does that count as a concert, or is it just a bunch of concerts mixed together? Is it just a festival? Yes, does that count? Yes,
100%.
You're not going to see
it's definitely a festival, but sure.
Yeah, but I guess as long as there's a stage and as long as there's band.
But you're going to love it so much, you're going to start walking to the Kaiseya Center to every concert.
I haven't done a lot of those. I am on Hoof. It's great. It's great being on Hoof. It's great and it's bad. LSU Phil's
Phil was there that year. Yeah, and LSU Phil's coming down on Thursday. We're gonna hang out with LSU Phil. It's gonna be a great weekend. How could this not be the best weekend ever? LSU Phil's gonna be in town. We got Tortuga, we got hot girls all over the place. Our NLW's everywhere on the beach. So you know they're not wearing anything. You know their clothes are gonna be nice. Make sure you bring sunglasses because you're definitely gonna be looking around.
I would only be looking around if we're playing a hand of poker, and you know that's why I need the sunglasses so nobody could see my eyes.
Oh, you're definitely gonna need the sunglasses on this weekend, Robbie. If you don't have any, go to Sunglass Hut tomorrow.
No, I won't go to Sucker's Hut. But yeah,
New York makes some nice and blow dryer top three episode. My number one, but top three. That's fair. That's fair.
LSU Phil says November 2021 wasn't hot, but the girls definitely were.
Correct.
And then
yes.
New York Nick also liked the emergency pod with rampant cursing was the GOAT.
Yes.
Oh, that was after a game five against the Celtics.
That might have been one. Little Rasta? Is that Sister Rasta back?
No, that's a girl Aaron.
Oh, you're right. Sunday 2024. Yeah. You're right.
Oh, I know what Nick's talking about. I know what New York Nick's talking about. He's talking about the episode after Mario Cristobal didn't take a knee where we just went, well, where we curse like crazy.
Yeah, Phil is full Chris Ferguson with the sunglasses.
Chris Jesus Ferguson, old school. Only old school degenerates know who Chris Jesus Ferguson is. I don't think he got banned.
Aaron hasn't been on the pod in a while. This is Tortuga. See, Tortuga Week brings everybody together. What a great weekend.
That's going.
Well, that's Matt 01026 Spider Watch. Oh, Robbie already changed our group chat with me and LSU Phil to Spider Watch.
I did that on opening day, but that's time sensitive. If we talk about that, and it's too early to talk about that in the podcast. We could talk about that later in the pod. At the beginning of the pod, that's when you know everyone's listening to the people that are hardcore sports fans, and the people that are not are listening are also listening. So eventually, the people that are not, once we get into sports, the people that aren't hardcore sports fans are going to tune off. So we got to keep them entertained until then. But I gotta say, I've never been invited.
I'm gonna pour some more bourbon because it's Tortuga week. I'll be right back. God.
I got a couple questions about this. I've never been before. So, is the Final Four is going on.
You got Aaron and Phil. They can answer the questions while I pour my whiskey.
All right. Well, I mean, the rule, I don't know what the rules are. I know, I did go to Craw Debauchery. Does that count? I know the Struts were there playing. Does that count as a concert / festival?
I don't know what the Struts or the Craw Debauchery is, so I can't answer this question.
Craw Debauchery was a festival in which they had like crawfish. It was like a big giant crawfish festival, but the Struts were playing in it. That counts as a concert. And I say that because I remember bringing my iPad in to watch some Elite Eight basketball. It was actually Loyola Chicago against Kansas State. And
is this the beginning of Sister Jean?
Yeah, that was like the middle of the Sister
Jean. Oh, no. Oh, wait, hold on. If Robbie was a cod when Sister Jean was created, I got NC State winning it all.
Yeah, that's right. You will be able to watch the games on your phone. I was just going to ask if I could bring an iPad. And with my iPad,
I don't know. TortugaMusicFestival.com. You can see what you can bring. And don't bring in an iPad.
What? Okay, why can't I bring in an iPad?
Because Hardy's much better than watching UConn win by 35 points. You can watch UConn win by 30 points, or you can listen to Truck Bed Live. I mean,
but that's the second game. What about the first game? The classic matchup of Zach Edey and DJ Burns, tall 7'3".
Two guys that are not going to make the NBA. Classic.
Who cares? It's the Final Freaking Four.
Phil's trying to be funny here. He knows who I have winning the women's bracket, the greatest basketball player of all time.
Let's see. NC State winning it all. Interesting. Who do you have winning the men's tourney? Because if you listen 30 years from now, you got two teams in both Final Fours of both men's and Final Fours from the same school. First time it's ever happened. Two UConns and two NC States in the Final Four.
Yes, it is. Oh, my girl Paige. She's looking good. That is my two favorite basketball players of all time, Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. They're playing together.
How are you gonna handle Tortuga when they're playing?
So that'll be, Caitlin Clark and Paige are very good looking. So is Lainey Wilson. All right, it's okay.
Okay, we can't do that. Are you sure you want
to? I can't do that. Who's stopping me?
Aaron says I watched Tiger win the Masters a few years back.
Watched it at Bo's Beach.
So forget about bringing my stand. I would like to bring my stand.
There's no chance your stand's getting in.
There's no chance my stand's getting in. Yeah, because it could kind of be used as a weapon. I could see them saying no to my stand.
Yeah,
I mean, especially after a few rounds of drinking at the. But I brought it to Craw Debauchery. That was easily equally as festive.
Yeah, but you had the media pass for Odyssey. You don't have that media.
Yeah, but they didn't let me in the media tent. They didn't let me. We had to camp outside.
No stand, no iPad. Who cares?
Wait, it's a Final Four.
Yeah. Okay, so cool. Like we
got to. I think you would care. You got three games you want to watch that weekend. I only need to watch two.
I don't know. I only want to watch one game.
What, the title game? That's
the game I'm going to be hitting on all the girls at Tortuga.
All right, my second question. It's outside, right? It's at a beach. It's at Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Toes in the sand.
Are we allowed to bring a football? And then just
no. Post the ticket. Sell them.
I like to bring a football when I go to the beach. I like to throw it around.
You also take the football to Leroy's house for the Super Bowl.
That was great. That was just, me and Pops are just throwing.
Yeah, we're going to a pro players, like an ex-NFL player. Like, he's not going to have a football.
He
probably so sleeps for the football so he doesn't fumble it next time.
Oh. I didn't know any. I didn't want to impose. I don't want to be like, hey, Leroy, you're cooking all this great food, but do you mind seeing where you can see where the football is? I'm like, no, well, I was
Phil, yeah. To... See, Phil's got his game face. He Phil knows what game to watch.
For New York Knicks says Caitlin Clark wins regardless of what team wins the women's tourney, and Aaron, she's Sunday 2024. She says she's all for sneaking the standings
under her name. So if you want to get banned forever, go for it.
The only game I'll be watching is STI. I don't know if I should finish reading that.
With daddy issues, Robbie, you were there when I told the girl that why is she so weird if she has a good relationship with her dad.
Oh, wait, I was there for that. Are you sure?
Yeah, remember at the beast at Brightside.
Oh, what,
my dad's coming. I'm like, wait, you get along well with your dad? Well, why are you so weird? It was the new bartender at Brightside.
That's right. That's right. Aaron says, I'm going to be such a degenerate betting on women in basketball games. It'll be rare. No, I mean, as long as I get access to the Hard Rock app, you know, how's the Wi-Fi over there? I have to rely on the tower, the cell towers?
You're not going to – by about 6:30, 7 o'clock, you're not going to have cell phone service.
What?
Like, that's you'll what be lucky started. You know what's happened to find out where we are.
Oh my God! Is this like
1,000 people all hanging out in the same place?
Is this like the Citrus Bowl when the Canes played the Gators, the opening game of the season, which they happen to be doing again this year? But this was back in 2019, and then we were at the Citrus Bowl or whatever Camping World Stadium as it's called now, and nobody could get a cell signal. Like it was
like basically
impossible.
if you're not with us by the headliner, like good luck finding us because there's no service.
No service. So, do you guys ever do the high sign? This is an old trick, you know, when you back in the day going.
We can try to do that, but there's 200,000 people.
Yeah, but nobody else knows. Nobody else knows that sign except for us.
Yeah, it's also kind of dark. It's kind of hard to see.
Well, we put the phone flashlight up in the like, put it right to your face.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good week. That's my favorite week.
Another game is our mutual attorney versus sobriety. I know all you. New York Knicks.
I can tell this story. So I think it was last year we were there, and he ordered a liquid death because he wanted some water. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's canned water. Mm-hmm. And like 25 minutes later, he thought he was drinking beer, and he's like, "Why does my beer taste so weird?" And I'm like, "Because it's water, bro."
In November 2021, yeah. I couldn't watch LSU Arkansas at night because of no cell coverage.
Phil left during, if I remember correctly, Phil fact checked me on this, but he doesn't like the pop country nonsense like Luke Bryan. Thank God this year's not that pop country ish. But he left during Luke Bryan to go watch an LSU game at the Forrest Gump Shrimp Place, Bubba Gump's.
Ah. And didn't he also not be able to go to one of those concerts in Palm Beach because of an LSU Florida game?
Yes, it was Chris Stapleton in Palm Beach. It was Florida LSU. Aaron and I went. It was just Aaron and I went without Phil. Mm-hmm.
But all right. Well, so SD, I feel like I'm following in your path. You love to be not being able to watch. Just like last year, you were not able to watch the Final Four because you booked a plane ticket. And this year, you're going to a place that has apparently no service whatsoever.
I've been to Tortuga. This is going to be my 10th year at Tortuga. It's normally Masters weekend. It's not normally March.
I know it's not. You're right.
So this is just, I'm going to go to Tortuga until the day I die.
So now I'm following in your path. I'm going to be missing.
In
the
fact,
if I
was not Jewish and you can cremate me, I would tell you to spread my ashes at Tortuga. But as a Jew, I have to be buried. So that's not an option.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought
no cremation allowed in my religion.
Oh, no, I didn't know. LSU Phil says Burrow LSU 2019 status natty season for Florida. I ate my steak.
Is this when you guys should go to the $2 all you can drink bars and you would be like go like this to find Nick?
Yeah, you get it's the high sign. You throw it up. Wait, I gotta get the angle.
It is a good sign though. I've seen it is a good sign. Like when we went to the UM game and I parked in a different spot and you parked in a different spot. And I just looked to my left, and Michael and you were going like this. And I was like, oh, there are Robbie and his family.
New York Knicks says that is correct. That is correct. Yep. It's a great sign. It's a good sign. You know, but now I got another problem. I got to be able to – it's the Final Four. I mean, I know.
You can walk across the street to Bowes Beach.
But then will they let me back into the festival?
You get one re-entry.
Oh, that's one. You only get one.
One. You get one re-entry.
You got to use your bonus
and
wisely.
Bowes Beach is good when you want. If you want to watch the game, and then there's somebody on the sunset stage, you can listen to the sunset stage perfectly. And then the problem is you can't see the main stage, so the headliner you won't be able to see from Bowes. But Aaron, Phil, and I have seen plenty of acts from Bowes during the day on the sunset stage.
All right. Okay. How are the TVs over there? How are the TVs?
Great.
Over there?
Great. They have TVs everywhere. It's Bo Campers.
Well, I know my Tunity app's not gonna. It'll work, but it won't be able to hear anything.
It's not even Nance anymore. There's no tie. Who cares?
It's Iron Eagle.
Iron Eagle is good. Iron Eagle is very good. But it should be Harlan.
I mean, yeah, Harlan's the best. It should be Harlan. But yeah. So I gotta see what all the rage is about. I mean, I've never gone. You guys, thank you guys for.
Bobby, you're gonna have so much fun. It's gonna be like 2 hours later. You're gonna be like, wait, who won the NC State? Whoever the hell they're playing in.
We had on Dyson Blow Dryer's birthday bash. I missed the end
of
the crate.
You were still kind of looking. You didn't.
No, but I completely missed the end of the. Creighton Oregon game. It was a double overtime classic.
It wasn't on purpose. This one you're gonna be like, oh bleep. Who won the NC State? Who's NC State? Alabama. Who won the NC State Alabama game?
NC State's playing Purdue.
Who won the NC State Purdue game? I don't know. Who cares?
I don't think it's gonna go like that. I don't think I'm gonna be so distracted.
Bro, you're gonna be like NC State.
It's DJ. Oh, there's DJ Burns dropping down. Whoa, there's some DJ Burns. DJ, right there. What's that?
Yeah, she looks nothing like DJ Burns. LSU Phil wears his sunglasses at night at Tortuga because he's so distracted.
I'm still upset that Gus Johnson doesn't do the game. There will be times where you forget my middle name. DJ Frey is another. What if I'm just drinking water the whole time? I've been known to do that.
Water, man. You might as well drink canned beer.
Yeah, it's only liquid death.
Only the liquid death.
What about liquid life? Is there like an alternative?
I think you can bring in your own, you can bring in your own bottle, and they have water stations.
Wait, I can bring in my own bottle.
I don't know if Aaron is still in the chat, but there was one time where one Tortuga, I got heat stroke. I should have drank more water. Witnessed my heat stroke.
Glad you're still with. Glad you're still with.
Oh yeah, yeah. Angela had to pick up my puke at the Four Seasons or whatever fancy hotel we were at.
Oh, Four Seasons. Whoa, you guys do it big.
No, we're not. This time we're at the
Embassy. I know, this year.
Don't get that excited, Robbie. This year we're at the Embassy Suites.
Yeah.
For all our listeners who want to stalk, we'll be at the Embassy Suites in Fort Lauderdale.
Why don't you give the room numbers while you're at it? You're giving away pinpointing.
I don't have the room numbers yet. I don't get those until check-in.
Yeah, he committed a Ditz Carlton. That's what Aaron says. We still need, but all right, now I gotta. I mean, I'm excited, but at the same time, I have a Final Four, one of my favorite things to watch.
Oh, yeah. I did. It was heat stroke. I felt really bad, but it was heat stroke.
There are truly multiple water options. Truly, White Claw,
Bud Light. I don't know. No, it's normally Corona. It's Corona. Corona is the beer spot.
I have a feeling nobody there is going to be drinking Bud Light. Just between you and me.
No. It's Corona. Corona's the beer. I drink the Corona Light when I'm there.
Between you and me, does anybody still drink Bud Light anymore? Have you ever seen anybody drink a Bud Light before since?
The other night I was at Sweet Caroline and normally drink Miller Light, and Angela was like, we're out of Miller Light, so you're gonna have to do Bud Light. I was like, nope, give me a Stella.
New York Knicks says that my favorite of water was Miller High Life. That was
champagne and beers.
That was my go-to back in the Flagler College days at the old no-name pub. It was the Miller High Life
that was available for the all-you-can-drink for $2?
No, that was a different place. That was $1.75. That was $1.75 per.
The Miller Lights at Brother Jimmy's were like $3 during happy hour, right? If I remember correctly,
yeah.
Phil was
never $1.75. You know what $1.75 is at a bar? That's unheard of.
Yeah, you also lived in Flagler.
Hey,
and not the downtown Miami Flagler.
No, dude, the bar was right next to the fort. It was pretty close to the water. It was in a good location. It was the downtown.
Phil and I went to a bar in Tallahassee, right outside Doak Stadium. And when we got our tab, I couldn't believe. Like Phil and I were both confused. We're like, oh, did you forget 74 tabs?
Oh, I don't know if I can read the
sellers. No, definitely can't read that one.
All right, fine. All right, I won't read that one.
Good comment. Yeah. Can't read it.
but yeah, that was my go-to, $1.75. I mean, that you can't get $1.75
beer on Thursday. This is great. What a great week. Yeah. I love this week. Phil's flying in on Thursday. He'll be here at 1:20.
He's not doing the 12-hour drive?
No, he's flying.
All right, bro.
He's flying. Right. He's flying out to be here Thursday. I think 1:20. It's gonna be a great week.
Is he directing? I know sometimes, coming from Pensacola, you can't always get direct.
I don't know. Tex Weiler, let's get her on the pod. Let's ask her about her.
We don't need to. But I got a feeling if you do the math, if you get the plane ticket early enough in advance, it's probably cheaper to fly than it is to drive 12 hours and all that gas.
Time and
Time. Look, I'm a full believer.
You can afford a flight.
I'm a firm believer. Everyone says I'm cheap. I'm not cheap. I'm a firm believer of time, value, and money. TVM. Okay, if you're saving money, how much extra time are you going
to
spend?
The ballpark that takes you to, you walk home that takes you 7 hours.
Well, that's not about saving money. That's about
No, I'm not talking about money. It's time value.
You're right, but in that situation, I'm not doing it to save money to walk you from the ballpark.
Save time. You're not saving time though. You're wasting time.
I am wasting time. I did walk to the ballpark yesterday. And then I did walk back home from the ballpark with the pit stop at one of our.
Definitely don't read that one.
I won't read that one. New York Knicks says I am also cheap. No, I believe in value. Value.
You know what? Bang for the buck. Honestly, when was the last time you in New York? When was the last time New York was in Miami? When was the last time you guys hung out?
The last time, it's been a while. It's been probably 5-6 years.
I'm going to talk New York Knicks. This is you and me.
He hasn't been down here when I've known you.
2014 he does. All right. We send him the link or we can have a one-on-one here. It's a silent lane. He can chat. But when I first met Robbie, cheap as bleep. Not that cheap anymore.
I think
now that he's not making $5 an hour being a producer, he can afford.
I've never been cheap. I've just been a value connoisseur. I deleted the Uber app from my phone.
Check out Aaron's post.
Time is money. That's why we have Dysons. Oh, I did the math on that. I did the math on that. So if the Dyson blow dryer costs $600 and your regular run of the mill, which I pulled the streets. And people who have blow dryers for $30. And if the Dyson blow dryer, if the run of the mill blow dryer takes you 4 minutes and the Dyson blow dryer takes you 1 minute, all the run of the mill blow dryer has to do is be a quarter of as good.
If New York Knicks is not in a minor league baseball game right now, send him the link. I want to get him on. I want to talk about this.
Oh, no. What?
New York Knicks' last appearance on this podcast was during the national anthem.
Yeah, it was a minor league game. Yeah, we had him on. He had him on for a minor league game, and then we had him on for something else. He just happened to be in a minor league game.
Listen to this, Nick. Robbie's doing really well, walking, eating healthy, not drinking so much. So now, when he goes to the bar and he orders his veggie basket. he hires a designated drinker. He buys them a drink.
Well, because I feel bad. I don't want to sit there and not have a tab.
The other day, the girl he offered a drink to ended up costing him. It was a $14 drink.
Yeah. I got hustled. I wasn't prepared for that.
Thank God she bailed on me tonight.
But look, I love this pinch drinker. It's a low key. I like the pinch drinker. It's a low.
I love it too, Rob. The other day, Robbie's like. Are you having another beer? I go, I don't know why. He goes, well, I got to order one now. I'll pay for it. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll have another.
Well, that's not about, it's about, you know, I can't not have a tab. I can't just sit at the bar and just drink water.
I get it.
So, and it's great. You know, it looks, it's kind of a low key. It's better than the Dyson blow dryer move because I'm not actually like, you know, it's, yo, hey, I'm buying you a drink. No, I'm buying a drink because I have to, you know, it's a pinch drinker.
Sounds like a Curb episode. Calling in the lefty.
Yeah. Pitch tree. But by the way, if you're listening 30 years from now, this is the last episode of Curb is this Sunday.
Aaron says that Phil and her will be the designated drinkers on the court.
I'll get the.
Although I don't know. I'm not gonna say names, but I've heard rumors. No. I haven't had a second source yet, so I can't report it. But I've heard that somebody will be there on Saturday, so Robbie's gonna want to drink.
I don't, Robbie.
I'm not telling you who it is because I haven't confirmed it. I only have one source.
Yeah, you don't want to go off of one source, so you know.
I know. Nowadays, you watch CNN, you watch Fox News.
I don't watch any of that stuff. Max,
you go and these journalists are journalists. I'm a true journalist. I double source before I report.
I don't watch any of that.
Me neither. But I double source before I report. I don't like these clowns on all these news, right, left, middle, center nonsense.
Yeah, All right, so I'm looking forward to it, but now I got to find a mission. I've gotten signal in a hurt. Like we had a hurricane come through here, and it was Monday Night Football. It was week one of the NFL season. Monday Night Football. I'm there with my computer pointing to the sky, trying to get a signal. Plugging my I was doing everything possible to get some game on. So if they let me bring in the goods, I could do it. I could get a signal, but. I admit it's gonna be hard.
If you want to do that. But I'm gonna be listening. I'm gonna be listening to Truck Bed on Saturday night.
But apparently, you're saying the music is loud enough where you can hear it from all these from the establishment that's gonna be showing the games.
No, but once only the not the main stage, the other stage. So the headliner plays at the main stage. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, like LSU Phil and Aaron can. Who was the guy we saw last year at Bo's Beach that was awesome? But we were there. We were at Bo's Beach drinking cheaper beers, and he was great. I don't remember. And I think Phil saw Jimmy Allen from Bo's Beach. He enjoyed it there. But it's the Sunset Stage. It's not the Corona main stage. Nate Smith is the one we watched last year from Bo's Beach because he was at like 2 o'clock. We didn't want to go in yet, but he's great. He should not have been at 2 o'clock. He should have been at 5 o'clock, but that's another topic. and we watched it, and it was great. It was phenomenal. Definitely. I was reading the second one.
Oh, yeah, LSU Phil says, trust me, you want to see the stage when Lainey Wilson performs.
Yeah. Robbie, you know Lainey Wilson.
Why do I know? Why?
Watch Yellowstone.
Oh, wait, who is she in Yellowstone?
You know that hot singer that ends up dating the guy who's a hand at Yellowstone.
Oh, like a rancher's hand?
Yeah, he works at Yellowstone, and then Lainey Wilson plays at the governor's ball when he becomes governor.
Yes, yes.
That's Lainey Wilson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right, Phil? I think I explained that fairly well.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Aaron bought me a bunch of Bud Lights tonight, so.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm kidding. Yes, Phil.
Oh, but yeah.
Robbie, Lainey Wilson's Friday night, so I don't know if you're going to be able to hear.
No, I won't make it Friday night. There's no chance. I'm not going to go to the jungle of I-95 to get through to get to Fort Lauderdale Beach. I'll never make it. I have a better chance of walking than getting any there on time.
Just take the Brightline.
Yeah, well, I still got to get to downtown and Brightline. I mean, the Brightline is pretty good from what I've heard here. But I mean, yeah.
I mean, the problem is if you can get off of work before 6, then you can take the Brightline.
Yeah, but even if you take, but apparently you're telling me that even if I can take the Brightline, I still got to Uber from said Brightline station to your bash.
I mean, the Brightline is not on A1A, so you're gonna have to figure out a way to get from the Brightline to the.
Oh, I know what I could do. I could freaking walk. Well, I'll see.
I don't know. I have no idea where the Brightline stop is in Fort Lauderdale.
But I mean, they have Aventura and they have Fort Lauderdale, and book. New York, oh my God, New York, Nick. I don't know if I can read.
How does he know that he lives in Tampa? How does he know this?
No, well, it's worldwide. It's statewide news. Probably if you're going to be delayed 4 hours at the Brightline, inevitably. Apparently, they're going to extend the Brightline to Tampa. If that's the word on the street,
not yet.
Yeah, is it going to do a full circle? Is it going to go Tampa back here?
Aaron says if you don't come into see the stage with your toes in the sand, you don't get the ticket.
Oh, all right. Wait. Do I have to have toes in the sand? I plan on wearing Crocs. Is Crocs an acceptable?
I don't know. Sunday 2024 can answer that question. I wear shoes. I don't wear flippy floppies because I'm an adult. I wear shoes.
Well, hold on, Croc. Don't you dare call Crocs flip flops. Crocs are not flip-flops.
I don't know the answer to the Croc question. I don't know the answer. Well, it's also a lot of walking, so I wear shoes.
You're right.
You're going from the Sunset Stage to the main stage, back to the Sunset Stage to get food, to get booze. Crocs are acceptable.
Well, look, I would probably
according to Aaron, Crocs are acceptable.
Yeah, I would prefer to probably wear socks and shoes, but if I have to do a quick, Crocs are great to just if you need to take your shoes off, there's a quick, easy takeoff with socks and shoes.
Most people that go wear flippy floppies. I wear shoes.
Okay, so your toes are never in the sand.
My toes are never in the sand.
Okay, that's
the only article of clothing that leaves my body during Tortuga is my shirt because I'm trying to get a tan.
Oh yeah, that's why you're trying to get a tan. That's why you're gonna try to get a tan.
I mean, you said no. I set up the WhatsApp group already. Look at the picture in it.
Yeah, I saw that picture. It's a famous picture.
I'm sure. Listen, that picture.
So all right, so no iPad and no iPad stand and no football, but Crocs are okay.
Crocs, according to Aaron, Crocs. She says sorry, Crocs are acceptable. So I don't know if she made a typo. I don't know if she meant aren't acceptable.
I probably if it's a lot of walking, it would probably not be a good idea to wear Crocs. You're probably better off walking barefoot than walking in Crocs.
So yeah, no. Most people wear flip flops. Like Phil, I think Phil wears flip flops. I know Roger wears flip flops. I wear shoes.
Yeah, that is true. What New York Knicks said, that is 100% true on there.
Yeah, right? I believe that.
It was against UConn. It was against Hashim Thabeet. Yeah, for those of you,
that's old school.
Yeah, that's old school. That's how long ago I was in school. Yeah, we all came down here, and then we drove back up to St. Augustine. But then Jeff Green, winner of the Bull Pickup
Podcast, drive and listen to the game at the same time.
Zagacki's
good enough. I don't think. Yeah. I think you could have focused. I think you've been fine.
All right, well, SDL, let's get to our point.
Minus 370. I thought it would be plus 370.
Let's get to our payaso of the week.
I don't know if I have. I've been so bad at this payaso thing. I got one,
but get to yours first.
It might be you. You might. Yeah, no additional text. I have nothing.
Well, I just have. I mean, the one's pretty simple. Avi Garcia. Those he don't know, like, he's
what do you mean? I saw him in a home run. I witnessed history. Well,
he was complaining about being booed. I'm like, bro, there's like little amount of people at the game, and you're making 12. Like, can you imagine if you were playing for the somewhere else and you're hitting the way you are and making 12 in a year? The boos would be even way louder. Like, what are you doing, Avi Garcia?
I booed him on Sunday, and then he hit a home run. Yeah. I take full credit for that home run.
I booed him on Monday, and I booed him on opening day when he was being introduced before the game even started. Yeah. And now we're on Spider Watch. Oh, it's 6. Oh,
they
already lost. I gotta update the group chat. The Spider Watch.
Wait, game's over?
Yeah, it was a 6:40 first pitch.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, we're potty late. So
starting soon.
So look, the Cleveland Spiders, for those of you listening 30 years from now, we can get a little bit more to sports now. We did a good solid half hour of nonsense.
Oh, at least they didn't blow a lead this time.
No, yeah, they only blow them. They don't come back. You're correct. They did not blow a lead this time. So the 1899.
Well, Tim Anderson got a win. Good for him.
No. Tim Anderson didn't get a win.
Tyler
Anderson. Yeah, I started him and don't play. All right. So now it's
gonna be Luis Garcia, former Padre. Oh my God, former Padre Luis Garcia. They couldn't score on him. This 100%. They're definitely going to break the Spider.
They did get a run off of him. They scored in the ninth.
Oh yeah, Dela Cruz homer.
Yeah. All right, so 21-135. I just updated the.
Oh, Phil is correct on the line. My apologies, Phil. I read the line. I misread the line.
New York Knicks is 30 minutes of 4 points.
No, that's
acceptable. But yeah, the 1899.
I can't believe Luis Garcia got to save the net. Worst controversy in my life.
The 1899 Cleveland Spiders went 20-134. That's a 150. That's not a full 162 games. It's 154
I think
games.
I think I have enough time to go to the bathroom while you do this.
Yeah. So the to the 106. So the 162 game equivalent of that winning percentage is 21 wins. So for the Marlins not to have to be in the same class of the Cleveland Spiders, they would have to go 21-135 the rest of the way, and they're 0-6. They're 0-6 right now. They blew three. This is gonna be bad. They blew. Three, they've thrown three games where they've led by at least three runs. Some of them five, some of them four, and now they really are 0-6. Depressing. I'll still keep walking to the ballpark. I'll still keep walking to the ball, getting my steps in, and not paying for parking, just walk to the ballpark. I said what's up to Stunt Steve. He works at the ballpark. He works at one of those sections. I just out there, you know, standing out there, you know. Well, watch the game a little. All right, you're back. All right.
Yes,
Avi Garcia was my bias of the week for complaining about booing when, you know.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
I mean, I know opening day was packed, but then every other game since then has not been packed. And, you know,
Sunday wasn't bad, though. Sunday was a good crowd. I was there on Sunday. It was a good crowd.
Yeah, I think I saw. Yeah, I saw that. The roof's been open. It's great, you know. Great
terrible.
That they're wasting these beautiful baseball days.
Terrible.
I thought you loved the roof being open.
No, it's horrible. It's hot. It's sunny. Jazz can't see.
That's another Piazza. Jazz Chisholm complaining about the shadows.
Like if he doesn't play on the road 82 games or 81 games, right? Like, we're not used to it. We're not used to playing outside. Like as if you don't play in Philadelphia, outdoor ballpark, New York, outdoor ballpark, Washington, outdoor ballpark.
Atlanta, super hot. I've been to Atlanta.
Like every team in your division except for you has an outdoor ballpark. But no, you can't see.
No, but it's the shadows.
Right.
That's fair. All right, a couple other stuff I got in my notes. We won't be able to go. But how awesome is DJ Burns? Just, you know, just for fun factor.
The best part about DJ Burns was after the Elite Eight when they got to the Final Four, where he's like, yeah, we're actually showing up. We're no longer being Juan Soto's. We're actually showing up on time now.
We're not being late to meetings.
Right. Like, or, but he tried, he, I think, I don't know if he caught himself or he goes, yeah, you know, everybody's showing up on time. Nobody's complaining on the court.
Like, nobody's being late to stuff.
We're all doing this pre-ACC tournament.
It's so weird. It's amazing. Like, you know, listen, 30 years from now, NC State is back in the Final Four. I say back, like they go there all the time.
Don't bait me on the NC State Final Four. I know what you're doing. Don't bait me.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying,
my opinions on the last time NC State was.
I know that. I'm not trying to get there. I'm just trying to explain to the people who are listening 30 years from now. We want to keep this podcast timeless. Maybe one day we're going to be playing on a loop on the Beach Channel, and we want the time to still hold up. Like our friend from the Bright Side, Mike, he did a podcast of the Beach Channel, and they asked him, how long has he been open and open for? 4 weeks. Well, that was 4 weeks ago. That can't run anymore. That's timed out. So we want to try to keep this time. We want this to be time sensitive. So, hey, if you're listening 30 years from now, something historical is going on. NC State back in the Final Four. They needed a miracle bank three in the ACC tournament just to go to overtime. In
their
that
coach
game.
Went from getting fired to getting an extension.
Yes.
After he won the ACC. Now they're in the Final Four.
Yeah. 11th seed. So that's why I look. So, SDI, you said it was going to be chalk in the Final Four. You're half right. And, yeah, you got 2-1 seeds in there.
No, I'm 100% right.
Well, there was some whack team. I mean, Alabama's like half. Alabama's not really chalk.
Was the number one overall seed last year.
Well, yeah, when they had Brandon Miller. They don't have Brandon Miller anymore.
Yeah, well, now they can make their shots.
But yeah, Alabama would have been more chalk last year, but they got bounced by your Aztecs in the Sweet 16. It's a shame the Aztecs had to play UConn as early as they did. I thought they, you know,
well, that's not. This is why Power Five teams always win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's just because UConn's just, you know, just a monster.
They are, but San Diego State makes the final last year. Yeah, we'll put him with the best team ever. UConn's the best team ever. We'll put him in there. We'll put him in that bracket.
But it's
the same thing the women's did. The women's did the same thing, by the way. They're like, we don't want LSU to win back-to-back, so we're going to put him in the hardest region in NCAA tournament history with UCLA and with the greatest collegiate basketball player ever, Caitlin Clark. They do it in both men's and women's, by the way. And I'm an Iowa fan. I'm a Caitlin Clark fan.
But... Yeah, LSU Phil's telling, preach.
Yeah, no, Robbie. What did I tell? I told both of you. I said it's the hardest region in college basketball March Madness history with UCLA, who in my opinion is better than USC. By the way, even though Juju Watkins, low key NLW. By the way, Juju Watkins, great player. She's going to be the Caitlin Clark next year. She's going to be phenomenal. But UCLA had a better year than USC. But no, USC is going to be a 1 seed. UCLA is going to be a 2 seed. We're going to put LSU, the defending national title, and we're going to put the greatest collegiate athlete of all time. Yeah. Hardest region ever.
Yeah. You were texting me while I was at the ballpark. Oh, this is the greatest basketball game ever being played.
Greatest game I've ever seen. Greatest basketball. greatest college basketball game I've ever seen because I missed the end of the San Diego State game last year.
Where is the women's Final Four this year? Because I remember last year you had Houston and Dallas. And so if you had a team in both, it was doable. It was doable to go to both. So women's Final Four. Let's see, because the men's are in Phoenix. The women's Final Four is in...
I think it's in Dallas. No, it was in Dallas last year.
It was in Dallas last year. Where is the women's Final Four? Cleveland.
It is in Cleveland.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you can't go Phoenix to Cleveland back every single day. That's not doable.
Like NC State can't do it.
Yeah, NC State or UConn can't fly back and forth from Phoenix to Cleveland. No. Every day. Nah, it's unfortunate. Because last year it was good. I mean, if this was last year, you're in Houston and Dallas. You could drive almost. You could almost drive.
You can drive, yeah.
Yeah, but Houston and Cleveland, yeah. they can't pull it off. But yeah, it's history. I mean, yeah, it's what DJ Burns is great to watch. I love it. I love all.
He's awesome. He's fun.
All his low post, he takes the foul, throws a wild shot in the air, and goes in. Like his old.
He's over to watch because he knows he's not good at basketball. So when he does good stuff, he just smiles and laughs. Like it's great. I'm doing this. Like this is funny. He thinks this is funny as I do. So it's so enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, that's why we gotta be able to watch this at the Bash on Saturday.
This is Saturday.
I want to see how he matches up against Zach Edey. The length versus
the problem is he's gonna foul out in the first quarter because Edey gets every foul call.
hopefully
on Saturday, DJ will give Heaven some hell.
Oh my god. Let's see. I got what else I got in my notes? Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll ask Jay. You know what? Oh, I almost blew it. I almost name dropped someone you were trying to protect earlier. I almost name dropped. Resisting birthday cake. Nah, we don't have to do that one. Yeah, that one's not.
I just steps- no. See, we actually I want to do this one because okay. when we were at the birthday bat. I need to plug in my Surface before desk.
How do you not have your computer running on power? Why? How are you running doing a live show running on battery?
I don't know. I forgot. It's our two-go week, Robbie. I can't think straight.
All right.
But no. Because when we were at the birthday bash a couple of weeks ago and they did the cake, I had no thank you. I didn't have a piece of cake. What's so hard about saying no?
Well, but when they smile and they work hard to give you a piece of cake and like, here, you want some cake?
Shannon
like,
brought me a piece of cake. Shannon, of all people, brought me the piece of cake. No, thank you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, but normally.
This is the problem. People just don't know how to say no thank you. People just assume that a no thank you is mean. It's not. It's a no thank you.
No, I mean, it's what's worse than that. A no is not like, okay, move on. But usually a no is followed by more convincing, like, oh, come on. And then eventually you're going to get to yes anyways. You're like, all right, you might as well not fight it.
No, thanks. You sure? No, I'm sure. Thanks. Are you sure? Sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Thanks.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're so nice. They work hard. They work hard to cut the piece. And like, here you go. Like, oh, you put in all that
That's
work.
Great.
And I don't want to.
I wish they worked that hard on doing other things with their hands.
But yeah, like I feel bad. Like I look right. I do feel bad, even though I don't want to. I can't have cake.
It's the problem that people think that saying no in a nice way. People feel bad saying no. You can say no in a nice way. It's okay.
Yeah, but it also depends on the person's birthday. Like you know, I look for my own. I probably would eat it if it was my own birthday. But I mean, and
well, I don't have cake for my birthday, but.
Wait, your birthday was a sauce.
We'll use my birthday as an example here. My birthday, you want a shot? No, thanks. I'm going to buy you a shot for your birthday. I'm good, thank you. Why do you want a shot? Because it's my birthday. I have to hang out. I have to do a bunch of stuff. I have to answer phone calls. I have to respond to texts.
I would say no a lot more often if that was the end of it. If I didn't have to go to the fight. If I have to
There's no fight, Robbie. You're making up a fight.
No, this is a fight.
It's a two-question process. Do you want a piece of cake? No. Are you sure? No. Thank you.
No. Oh, come on. We know you want it. Bro, it's ice cream cake, bro. You got to have it. Like, they just keep needling.
Say ice cream cake sucks. Like, be like Hawkman.
That would be lying.
I like ice cream cake. But.
They would see right through my lie.
But at the birthday bash we went to, you all had a cake. I did not. I said no.
Well, I also had. You know, I wasn't maybe in the right.
It was pre-party bus. The cake was pre-party bus.
Birthday celebrations between the ages.
I agree with
you. I agree. 100%. 22 at 70. Wait, but at 71, they're back on.
Phil is perfectly right on this age range. By the way. when you posted it I was like okay, but now that I actually reread it, it's 21, you can drink, you can go out, perfect. You make it to 71, you can enjoy birthdays.
All right, so no, dude, our
22 to 70 is the that is I've known Phil for a long time. Phil is a smart guy. He's made a lot of this might be his best statement ever.
So 71 is everyone's 71st birthday. Has got to be lit. Like that's when you're allowed to.
If I make it to 71, Like, yeah, we're definitely partying. We're going to happy hour. We're definitely going.
They should be back at 69.
No. Because at 69, you see, it's also like, when is the forhims.com range? Like, I think 69, you might not need it, but maybe you do.
Well, if you're doing the age of your birthday that day, you know, maybe.
Yeah, but no, 22 to 70, that's genius.
We got some heat from Sunday 2024. Wrong here. Birthdays are the best day of the year. This year, Phil and I will be in your neck of the woods.
See, this is the difference between and don't cancel me here, Robbie, but this is the difference between genders.
Oh no.
Women love celebrating their birthdays, rightfully so. I mean, I will celebrate any woman's birthday. Any woman that's alive is an asset to humanity. The more women we have, the better. I will celebrate any woman's birthday. It's a massive asset to humanity. Men, it feels right.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Men, birthday, You know, I agree.
All right, 5/12/2049. Let me book the table now. See, you think I can get the price grandfathered in? Because by 2049. The bottles are going to be $17 million for a bottle.
We have to explain to our audio, the people listening on the audio, on audio only on Spotify.
Bill's 71st birthday is going to be at Scarlett, so mark your calendars.
May 12th, 2049. That's only 25 years from now.
Oh, yeah, Phil, you're not 51.
Yeah, is that am I under the rap? No, he'd be 46. He's saying he's 46.
Right.
Oh. It is when they start selling their birthday months. Oh, that's out. Oh, we can all agree. Nobody birthday months.
Our attorney friend, birthday week.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Bro,
that's
you're
bad.
You're 40. You have a kid. Like, come on, dude.
Let's see. The steps article on Yahoo. We could save that one. I wanted to drop it in there. But all right. So it should be a good weekend coming up. You know, you're fired up. You know, you're getting this. I'm gonna be going. I'm gonna see this for the first time.
No, I'm not ready to finish yet. I know what you're doing here. You're doing the
Carly. You don't have to. The Dyson blow dryer girl's not on here. You don't have to stall.
I know, but I'm not ready to finish. I'm not done.
All right. What else you got? Why did the heat?
I have nothing left.
What the hell, bro? You killed my next week. I was about to launch the airplane.
I did it on purpose. Now you have to keep going.
The heater up by 7 with a minute left. Ooh, that's a good time.
I saw a guy at the bar today walking with a Jalen Brunson jersey. I said, "You're not allowed here today."
Oh, good, bro. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We got New York Knicks.
He was way nicer than New York Singer on South Miami F.
Oh, was he there today? Was he there?
Haven't seen that guy in months. That guy's either. I think DeSantis flew him to Martha's Island or something, Martha's Vineyard or something.
Was he? He wasn't there in his Latrell Sprewell jersey.
I haven't seen him in months.
Premature next week elation. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I really wanted to get the steps article in there, but you know,
what's a steps article? What's a Yahoo steps article?
Well, because you know, the only time I check, you know, I see news is when I check my Yahoo email to send you the link to come on this podcast,
right.
And you see the headlines on there, and it just happened to be one that caught my eye. I think I deleted the email by mistake about how, like, you need to walk like 14,500 steps a day. I was like, that'll
bless. Oh, is that experts TM?
Oh, wait, I got to go into my trash to find the email. You know what? We'll see if we can find that next week. Oh, we're still live. I zoomed in.
Hit the end, Robbie.
I know, I'm trying, but I zoomed in by mistake. Okay.